Welcome to the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo!
And Ruben.
Hello.
Oh, like his is any better.
Than yours, yes.
Hello.
Hello. Non-racism, racism.
How's that racism?
Did you not see the podcast with Bobby Lee when he was talking about it? They literally used that sound clip as the example.
But it's not racism. Didn't you see the ginger? Also, the other ginger guy that he was talking to said it wasn't racism. And he's right, because it's funny.
He wasn't even on that one.
Yo. We can't get canceled anymore.
You can't cancel what doesn't exist.
Well, it's all legal now anyway, so who cares?
Not yet. It doesn't take off until the 20th.
Oh, well, whatever. Well, I guess we're canceled then. Anyways.
If I was him, dude, I would... Never mind. All right. This isn't the podcast for that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, if you'd like to listen to any other podcast that that's for, you can go to Game Rage Magazine on YouTube, where we need your assistance to... Please subscribe. We need 18 more subscribers on Game Rage Magazine. So Jesus fucking Christ, 18 more subscribers on Game Rage Magazine. Also, you follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine, Twitter/X
too.
That's why those phones are shitty.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Twitter/X Game Rage Mag. You can follow this podcast and Frank at anime_syndicate_podcast. And all right. Also, you can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official and listen to that. All Gas No Trash Podcast. Okay, today we're gonna be talking about what, Frank? We're gonna be talking about Dragon Ball Daima and Dandadan. We got a little behind, so we're doing like a, what is this, like a conglomeration episode where we're gonna talk about episodes 2, 3, and 4 of Dragon Ball Daima and Dandadan. So what do you guys want? Well, Frank, you're in charge, so what do you want to talk about first?
Well, I guess Daima, since we just watched it, the upset thing.
Daima. Dragon Ball Daima. Episode number 2, 3, and 4. Basically, episode 2, we get to see it's called Glorio. And we basically get to see them now. They've been transformed as children now. Now they're little chibi fucking characters, and the children that were previously children are now just back to being infants. So, yeah. Which is kind of funny.
Which is basically the plot of GT.
Yeah. So, basically, Goma, which is the guy who made the wish, he's the demon king now.
Yeah, since what's his name died.
Yeah.
Or was killed.
Was killed. And so, he takes Dende.
Yeah, Gamora.
Yeah.
What's the name of his sister?
No.
I forgot what her name was, but...
it was an A, for sure. Doctor...
I just remember because in the Boo Bits, Babidi's like, when Boo eats Deborah, Babidi's like, oh shit, whatever her name is going to be pissed at me. Ah, fuck it, the bitch is barely canon.
That's funny. Anyway, so then Goma takes infant Dende hostage and then goes fucks off back to the demon realm. And basically Goku and Piccolo end up going to talk to Mr. Popo, who kind of gives them the rundown on what's going on. So you got Shin and Kibito, I think is the other guy's name. Kibito and Shin. That's the two.
Well, in the Japanese version, he's called Shin. In the English version, he's just called Supreme Kai.
Yeah. And so then Mr. Popo tells him what's up and basically says, hey, this is what happened, and they wished for your shit to be kids again, and you're fucked. So good luck, fellas. You got to go to the demon realm, and you're going to have to fuck this dude up. And so, essentially, mortals can't go to, like, the demon realm or whatever. So they find Shin's long-lost ship, and essentially, it's not usable. So they get... Vegeta, or really they get Bulma to do the repairs or whatever on it. And Vegeta and Bulma are there to start doing the repairs. And then we get, you know, a couple days later, we get a new guy that comes in, Glorio. He shows up from the demon realm.
Mr. I lack emotions.
I like emotions. Yeah, I completely lack any emotion whatsoever. He's basically a cardboard fucking box. And he says, hey guys, I too also wish to stop Goma.
Whose name also sounds too similar to a bathroom experience.
What?
Goma?
Glorio.
Glory hole. Oh, glory hole. Oh, yeah. Good one. That's a good one, Ruben. That's a good one. So basically, he wants Goku to try to help him or whatever, because, you know, Goku's a powerful fighter.
Was.
And now he's just a kid again.
Well, see, at least in GT, right away off the bat, they established, hey, I can't go past Super Saiyan. My body's too weak. Super Saiyan's the limit. I have less than whatever my original power. I can't do much. I'm limited in this form.
Yeah.
And that was like established real quick, because what's the first thing you're going to do when something like that happens? You're going to test yourself.
Right. See what your limits are.
But we're like halfway through the season and Goku's still testing himself.
Yeah, basically. And so essentially, Goku finds his old power pole that he used in Dragon Ball original. And basically, he's trying to get used to like this smaller body that he has. And so he says, fuck it. This power pole will help me out. It'll give me a little bit of a competitive edge, I guess, when it comes to this.
Again, it's a nod to the original series.
Yeah, which is cool. So then Goku decides, cool, I'm going to go ahead and do this shit. And he's like, yo, basically the plan is that Vegeta and everybody else are going to come in the other ship once Bulma finishes the repairs. Mm-hmm. And so Goku, Shin and Glorio, that's his name. Yeah, Shin, they all fuck off and they're going to go back Glory to the Hole. Demon Realm. Glory Hole. Yeah, Glory. That's his now that's what we're calling him. He has the literal personality of a Glory Hole. So that's how episode 2 comes to an end. And then we start out with episode 3, which is called Daima. And we get Glorio, Shin, and Goku going to... Essentially, they're flying to a nearby planet that's called Batupi. And so they end up finding... They're looking for this warp gate.
Did you see what Daima actually means?
No.
Evil.
Evil? Interesting.
I would have gone with demon.
Yeah, that would make sense.
But, I mean, because this doesn't have the vibe of evil yet.
Not yet, anyway. Especially like this episode's hilarious because when they're going to happens a little later, but
I gotta bring this up though.
Yeah.
So with Goku being weakened,
yeah,
and then on top of that going to the demon world where this miasma makes things heavier for them and stuff like that. So Goku's moving slow.
Right. But he's also training.
Can't touch that finger. Slow.
Yeah.
Like, I was holding the finger, like,
you're like, oh, God.
I keep feeling it. Like, it goes through the whole arm. It just, I guess for lack of a better term, just solves my biggest gripe with Dragon Ball Z. Which is the, man, they're really going at it. They're going faster than the move that I can follow.
Yeah.
Or... it shows them going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was probably a stupid maneuver.
But, you know, it's like, oh, they're throwing millions and millions of punches. But someone who's watched OG Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like, where it was actually choreographed. The fights were choreographed. They're like, you can see the action.
Right.
Because they got into that whole trope where, oh, they're so powerful. It's like,
you can't even see what's happening.
Yeah. But I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but. We can't see what's happening.
Yeah, basically.
So it was a really nice callback. Not callback, but return to form for Dragon Ball to... Because, like, we saw it come back in Super and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see where we can actually follow the action and stuff.
Yeah, and we get our first...
Like old school Dragon Ball. Old school Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we get our first taste of that in this episode. So basically they got this warp lord and they gotta enter some password, and so Shin is like telling Gloria, like, what the fuck you mean there's the password now? And he's like, oh yeah, you gotta get a permit. Like, even the demon warp fucking section has now got bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you get this permit, and then they give you like a fucking code, and then you gotta enter it. And he's like, god damn. And so then he goes, there wasn't a code here last time. And he's like, oh shit, everybody else who's stuck back there that's gonna come
needs the code
on the ship. They need a code. And he's like, fuck, I gotta give them the code. Hold on. And so he tries to telepathically give them the code, and it doesn't work. He doesn't get it out in time, or seemingly doesn't get it out in time. Maybe it'll change differently when we come back, but who knows? He says, oh, I wasn't able to get it out. But Goku's like talking shit to the fucking the warp lord, and he's like, hey, are you like a kind of a gold, some kind of goldfish or something? And he's like, you just call me a fucking goldfish? Like, bro, what the fuck, man? And he's like, dude, don't insult this guy, because like if you piss him off, he could just deny us even if we have the code, or if we he just tells us to fuck off.
Yeah.
So Goku's like, all right, and, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And Goku hears that and goes, oh, so that means I should poke him harder.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a vagina. Like, basically, he starts talking him even worse. So they go through, and they get on this planet, because they go through the Demon Warp Gate 3, which is essentially the lowest level of, like, demons and stuff.
Yeah, lowest ranking, but also the biggest world.
It's the biggest, but it's got the most, but it's got like the low. It's the peasantry world.
The third ring or whatever they called it.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, but you got to have clearance to get into where they need to go, which is number one. So like you can't even like they're gonna have to like smuggle themselves into this fucking place. So basically, they go back. They go to this world, and they're talking about how, like, he's like saying, "Why are we moving so slow?" And that's when they talk about how, like, "Oh, well, the air because of these volcanoes is so dense. The more fog that they spew out, the more dense the air is." And he's like, "We can't fly fast, or else it'll just tear apart the fucking airplane because the air is so like dense,
dense and thick.
It's a thick. Oh man, those are some thick ass clouds, baby." So then Goku's like, man, it stinks. And he's like, man, I bet nobody would even know if I farted. And then they're fucking flying. And then the guy goes, oh, it's the smell just increased, but it doesn't smell like the outside. And then Goku's like, all right, you got me. I fucking busted ass in this fucking thing. And so then they get to this town and they're going to spend the night. And I thought this was actually pretty fucking interesting, where basically Glorio is like, he is kind of like a somebody, but he basically, they look at him and they treat him like shit, because they were trying to charge him like fucking 30,000 zenny for a fucking night for per room. And he's like, huh. And when he pulls out his, when he opens up his jacket to show his gun, I was like, oh, look, he's got a 100% off pass right now. And that's what I thought. I thought he was going to pull the gun out and fucking put it on the table and be like, here's my fucking money. And then just fucking be like, what are you going to do?
I mean, I know it's a kid show and all that, but I was excited for it. Because it's whatever, whatever. Okay, cool. All right, let's go.
So essentially, he grabs the dude, he pulls him through, and he starts talking shit to him, and he's like, okay, fine, my bad. Look, how about $5,000? That's cool, man. And he's like, yeah, that's what I thought. So then they go up. Goku's hungry, so of course he's like, yo, where you got food at, motherfucker? And he's like, oh, go to this bar across the street. So they go to this bar across the street, and basically Goku's eating these giant-ass fucking burgers. And I will say, I like how he asked for hamburgers. They're like, oh, we only have hamburgers. And he's like, cool, I'll take hamburgers. How many do you want? And he's like, five. And so then he's like, cool.
You know, I have to say he ate beforehand. So that's him taking it small.
Yeah, that's like a snack. It's five. Which, double. They're double hamburgers, by the
which
way.
Which is fucking great, considering the fact that Goku did not change. So him being in child form is still perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And so then these were clearly cheeseburgers, though, because you could clearly see the cheese on these goddamn burgers. But anyways, Goku's eating them up, and he's like, yo, man, he's like, these are good. What meat is this? And Glorio's like, you don't want to know. He's like, don't fucking ask. And so then some of these dickheads in the bar get pissy, and they end up start fighting. And that's when Goku, we get this first taste of how he's going to be fighting, at least on this planet, where the gravity or the air is very dense and everything's heavy. So he's kind of like, oh man, he's like a little bit slower than normal, and he's like starting to get used to it. And yeah, they basically just fuck those guys up and essentially bounce out. And so during the night, they wake up in the next morning and they find a fucking note with a knife through it, like on a rock or whatever. And it just basically says like, hey, we took your ship, asshole. And they get their ship jacked. And so that's kind of how we ended episode 3 with getting the ship jacked. And then
oh, yeah, they got ship jacked.
Yeah. right at the end.
Fucking okay. Like throughout the whole scene where he's like floating. It's like when he's fighting them. Like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. And he's fucking eating the burger still stuff. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, so what's in these burgers? It's best you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said to him. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, you don't want to know. You don't ask because you definitely don't want to know. Which now.
Which is funny because Goku is the one person like, I
he can give less of a fuck.
You can give me another Saiyan to eat. I'm going to eat the Saiyan.
He's going
to
eat them. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck. But he's just probably curious because they're so good and he just wants to fuck.
And remember, there's a sorry, go ahead.
And then never after the fight, he still keeps ordering more
burgers. Which is funny, too, because in OG Dragon Ball, the first time he actually has a proper quote-unquote meal with Bulma, she gives him, you know, like a salad, like a traditional Japanese meal.
Yeah.
And Goku's like, I'm good. And he goes outside, hunts a wolf, and eats the wolf instead.
Yeah. hold on a second. So anyways, let me pause it real quick. All right. Sorry, I had to pause it for a second. Handling some extracurricular business activities. But anyways, we were talking about the ship got jacked. That's how episode 3 ended. And then we get into episode number 4, Chatty, where basically these motherfuckers don't have a ship. They're like, fuck, what are we going to do? Well, I guess we're walking. So they start fucking walking, and they're going to go to the Palace of the Third Demon World King, which is where they're at. And basically that's who is the guy who sent Glorio to Earth to get Goku. So they have to fight a bunch of fucking monsters and shit on the way. They're stopping at some medicinal. They stop at this like tea shop or whatever it is, right? It's some kind of like a tea shop.
Yeah.
And basically, they get some. Well, they call it like a medicine, but it's kind of like sensu beans, for lack of a better term. And it's some herb that gets that makes the users undergo what they call fusion, and it's a rocket like seed for long distance travel. So, basically
they also have those two that can cause fusion.
Yeah, right. There's the one that causes fusion, and then there's the one that's like they got this like rocket one that that's how they fly there. Like a giant Q-tip, man. Like
I was talking with Ruben on the way over here. It wasn't a rocket. It was a trebuchet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it was a sweet ass trebuchet. And basically they do that. They wherever they landed from there was like, oh cool, we're on like a half a day's walk from where we need to be. And so
that's when we get to that one village.
Yeah, they get to that village, and then that's when they kind of start realizing that each world in the demon realm has a Dragon Ball. The demon realm.
The demon. It is listen the best realm.
It is the greatest realm possible, okay?
There's no realm.
It's the greatest realm. There's no other realm like.
Other people look at this realm and say, I wish I had that kind of realm.
I wish I had that kind of realm. There's no other realm like it anywhere. Man, we're going to get executed for that starting January. Jeez, we're going to have to change that up. if you want to listen to politics, go to No Party Preference. That's where we talk about that. So after you defeat the world's like guardian, you earn that like Dragon Ball.
Well, there's three of them.
Yeah, well, there's one on each world.
Yeah.
But you got to fight, like, the... What was it called? The
Tamanagaris.
Tamanagari? Yeah, Tamanagami, something like that.
Tamagotchis?
Yeah. Tamagotchi world, yeah. You gotta defeat and take care of the Tamagotchi of the planet. And so Goku basically convinces Glorio, like, hey, man, why don't we just go to find that guy and let's just fuck him up? And Glorio's like, all right. Oh, is this the new one?
Yeah.
This is the new... Man, I wish local business Monster Energy would sponsor us, man. Ultra Vice Guava.
Zero.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's way better than anything Red Bull puts
out. That's not true. Fuck off.
Red Bull does is better.
That one. That Ice Berry Lemon. That new one. It's my favorite one.
Bullshit.
It's the best one. It's the greatest one. So then they decide they're going to go to that guy. And so, which is back by where they came. So they're like, fuck, well, now I guess we're going to have to walk back that way. And that's when they come upon that village that is getting fucked. Yeah, they come upon that village that is getting fucked up by Goma's minions, which are taxing the fuck out of the citizens. And they're like, look, hey, man.
Literally. You couldn't pay with money, so you pay with your youth,
your life force of time that you have alive, and every
big bombing them,
every dollar or every every little fucking dollop thing that you couldn't pay because you had to pay two, every dollop you couldn't pay, they took 10 years, right? They had to pay three.
You had to pay three gold coins, and then each coin that you didn't pay was like 3 years of your life.
Oh yeah, because it was 10 for that one guy who didn't have any.
Nah, 9, I believe.
9. Oh, all right. Yeah. Because he was like, oh, I don't know if I have 9 years left. Like, I might die. And they're like, too bad. So
good.
Yeah, good. Basically. And so then, which I have to say, I really thought this was cool as shit when you see that little demon, fucking standing up, basically Batman demon or whatever, or. Whatever you want to call it, that's like, oh, we're not taxing, you're not taxing these people, you sons of bitches, and starts fighting these dudes when Goku's about to jump in. And so, dude, Cooper, fucking shut up. Is he okay? Yeah, he's just being an asshole. So then basically, this demon girl disrupts the taxation that's happening, and at the end of it, she then asks Goku, like, basically, like, who the fuck are you, man? And she reveals herself as being this little, like, demon girl, I guess. And now it seems as though, obviously, she was in, I think she was in the intro, and, like, she was in some of the promotional stuff. So, like, now we're getting, I don't know who she is or what her name is, but now we're getting to meet her. And she will probably be a main character, obviously, going forward, it seems like. So, that was that. And that was Dragon Ball, those three episodes. So we've watched 1 through 4. Episode 5 just came out fucking today, but we haven't watched it yet. So we're going to do what?
Shut the fuck up, Ruben.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Ruben. Shut up, fucking bastard, traitor. So we're going to watch that. And then
well,
probably.
That's rich coming from you.
Yeah, whatever. Well, probably next week we'll end up having, because the next one's on the 15th. So we'll probably end up having two fucking episodes.
Well, I have a very interesting episode planned for next week.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. Well, then you'll get a bonus episode of us talking about Dragon Ball and Dandadan. All right, so that sums it up. So far, what do you guys think of Dragon Ball?
It's amazing. I love it. It's
Dragon Ball, man.
I know, I love it. Well, I'm just asking if there's any, you know, any negatives?
I'm sure there is, but I think I'm still blinded by nostalgia.
Yeah, me too. I can't come up with any, so I'll give you full fucking disclosure on this. Is I don't think my review could be trusted of this because it's just all nostalgia.
Not
I think
just anything, nostalgia, but also the fact that you know we
it's
lost
good. And he's dead. You know, so this was the last thing that he kind of was involved with. So you know, it's gonna be great no matter what. It doesn't matter. They can literally do anything. Well. With the exception of maybe just repeating GT, but
hey, if they bring back Super Saiyan 4, that'd be great. Yeah. Or the corrupted Dragon Ball storyline.
Oh yeah, that's true. So, anyways, all right. So we got through those. So now let's cut over to Dandadan episodes.
What did we review last time?
We did episode 1 last time.
All right.
So now we're on episode 2. Dickless the clown and the raper becomes the rapist. Like, or the rapee becomes the rapist. Like, that's
I was saying, with the chick, she looks like a mix of Noborama from, I can't say her name, from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Uh-huh.
And the chick from Fooly Cooly.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. It's that fucking pink hair.
Yeah.
Or pink, light, red, pinkish hair. Reddish. Yeah. So this is episode 2.
Have you seen Fooly Cooly?
Fooly Cooly, no.
FLCL?
FLCL in English.
FL what now?
FLCL is what it's called in America.
FL what now? No, that means he hasn't seen it.
Yeah, FLCL is what it's called in America, but it's actually called Fooly Cooly. They had to change the name because Fooly Cooly means...
grabbing titties.
Grabbing. Oogling and googling.
Yeah.
It's honestly a really great story about puberty.
Yeah, basically.
It's actually written by... remember Gurren Lagann? It was written by two guys. One of them wrote Neon Genesis Evangelion, and the other one did Fooly Cooly.
Yeah, I'm like, I gotta watch that too, yeah.
You haven't seen Neon Genesis Evangelion yet?
Not yet. I need to.
Dude, we should rewatch that with them and do a thing on it. That'd be fucking cool. Because that was a great show. Strange as fuck, but goddamn mind fuck. Like,
so fucked up.
So fucked up. So fucked up, man. I'll never forget. Well, yeah, Ruben, you missed that joke. But like, you'll see it. You'll see it. Sitting in your old fucking apartment watching that going, this is so fucked up. What did we just watch?
No, that's just what he said when he jerked off.
Yeah, but like, we were watching it, like, what did we just watch? Like, Cooper, shut up, you fucking asshole.
Give Adam an existential crisis.
Yeah, basically. Anyways, so. Hold on, let me. Okay, so we're back. Sorry, I had to drug the dog. anyways, so. Yeah, this is where they ended the battle against the space aliens, and now they've gone back to Momo's house or her grandmother's house. And so as they're walking through, they fuck up and one of the demon seals peels off, or they take it off or fucking something like that. And it,
yeah, because Okarun.
Yeah, because he can't come through because he's a demon possessed or whatever. So basically, they open up this fucking thing and they get this giant ass fucking sumo wrestler that traps them in this like fucking dimension that they're in inside of the property. And this was cool as fuck because like just the ridiculousness of the form of the way that the fucking sumo demon was doing it, with like when it was doing the lifting up of the leg and it was turning perfectly horizontal and then like pointing his toe like he's doing ballet and shit. I thought that was hilarious. And so they're fighting this fucking thing. So he turns into Turbo Granny and like, that's like, he can't do enough damage to it. He cut off like some of its fingers and he's like, oh man, I don't know if I can do this.
Well, he didn't turn into Turbo Granny. He just got his powers while keeping this conscious.
Yeah. He transformed or whatever they called it. Right. Like,
yeah, they got him to focus enough to, or tried to draw off enough of,
her Turbo power, Granny. Yeah.
And becomes some sort of freaking edgelord or whatever.
Yeah, like little.
Oh, no, yeah. Not even,
yes, no, he turns into Super Mega Fighting Senku.
Yeah, basically. And he's like got the cool guy personality.
Nobody got that joke.
No, I didn't get that one.
Have you guys not seen fucking Dr. Stone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Because you're right.
He looks
right.
Just like fucking Senku.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Imagine it, yeah.
That's a good joke, Frank. Anyways, so they basically are trying to. Momo is trying to like lure this thing to the gate because even though he put this like concrete barrier around him, like he's just punching the fuck out of her on this wall and he's just smashing him and smashing him. And then finally, he hits her hard enough to where she's like enough of the wall has caved in so that she's like technically outside of the barrier. Mm-hmm. And now he can't do shit to her. And so she's like, ha ha, fuck you, buddy. And essentially, she grabs, wait, what they call
super,
it? She
calls it Okaru, super right? Action Senku.
Super Action Senku. And, puts the talisman on the thing that's the gate that burns him. And, essentially, that frees him from the trap. But what was funny is she was pissed because they technically defeated the thing, the demon, because they made it touch the ground or its hand touch the ground. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, it cheated. Like, fuck this demon. Like, fuck this asshole. So she's like, oh, no, dude. Like, now that they defeat it, she's like, I'm about to pass out and I'm not going to be able to fucking hold back the Turbo Granny. And yeah. So she basically like passes out and then Turbo Granny fucking takes over. And then that's where that episode ends. And then we get episode 3 coming where we get, it's a Granny versus Granny clash. And so aptly titled, we get Momo's grandmother Seiko. We see her at the beginning of the episode. She's on like this fucking TV show where she's like,
and she got like all the questions wrong.
She's like, okay. She looks at him and she's like, he's like some idol guy. And he's like, okay, you're married. He's like, no, I'm single. And she's like, you're fucking 20. What did you say? 27. And he's like, no, I'm 21. And then she's like, and you have two kids. He's like, I don't have any kids. And then she's like, and your favorite food is fucking, what was it? Curry or something. And he's like, no, it's whatever.
It's beans and toast.
It's beans and toast. Yeah. And so then she's like, So she leaves and the guys that are producers are like, man, like, these were all wrong. Like, fuck, should we air it anyways? And they're like, nah, fuck it. It ain't gonna matter. We'll get views anyways. And so then fucking she goes home and she gets there and she sees like what's happening. And basically the Momo's grandma Seiko heads up fighting fucking Turbo Granny. And she does this thing where she like puts her in this fucking trap thing. And then they do some other fucking thing. And she ends up defeating her in a way that it essentially just locked her away. And she put Okarun in this fucking shed that they have in the backyard. But Momo wakes up later and thinks he's dead. And so she goes back and it's funny because at the end of the episode, They're trying to figure out how to train because they're basically saying they need to defeat the actual like Turbo Granny in her own fucking realm or whatever in the tunnel that she came from. And so they're like training or whatever for this. And they're like, OK, if you can lure her to the fucking outside of the city bounds. And she kind of explains how like every city has like its own god or whatever, and that's where she gets power from. But then every city also has like the demon power that only applies to like that city. So if you leave, she's like, basically she says the point is to only fight home games, essentially. That's like what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
And so
because you talk about the whole deity owns a city block or whatever.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, basically. Or a city like section or whatever.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. That seems to be like, that's crazy. Like, there's a lot of fucking deities then.
It's like
gang territory, yeah. Almost. Like, basically.
It's actually, yeah, a really good way of pointing it out.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like, is it through cities or prefectures or however Japan does it?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably through prefecture.
Train stations.
Yeah, train stations. So then basically, she gives them this protective clothing and says, all right, good luck, kids. Go fucking have at it. And so then that's when we get to the next episode, which is entitled Kicking Turbo Granny's Ass.
I like
how,
like, they're right away on the bike. Yes, we got this.
Yeah, and then they're like, fuck, get on the train. Yeah, they get on the train and they're like, why? Okay. It's going to take too long to get there by bike. We need to be fully prepared and rested for this. And so this is where we get this fight between Turbo Granny and Okarun and Momo. And they are basically, Seiko told her, hey, challenge Turbo Granny to a race and she can't fucking resist. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna fucking like when they get into the tunnel.
They got to get her out of the city. Out of the section, yeah. of that spirit, because she's merging with another spirit, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what it is. So essentially,
they need to get her out of that city into where Grandma is.
Yeah. So then they play this thing called tag. They play this game of tag, and they trick her into doing it. So she does it, and they're like, okay, count for 10 minutes. And so then the Turbo Granny's like, 26, 11, 9 minutes. And then she just keeps saying whatever. And
okay, she said, I was going to count it. I didn't say I was going to count it right.
She said, yeah, well, you just had to count for 10 minutes. You didn't say how to count the 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, fuck. So then she starts fucking them up. And then that's when basically Okarun like figures out how to use, or he grabs onto her he grabs onto Turbo Granny's tit and starts, he's like, I'm gonna suck on your tits, and he just starts suckle, and then she's like, let go, you son of a bitch, and then he's like, ah, ah. And so then he like fucking drains her power or whatever, and then that's when that's when you kind of find out the little info about they get this you get the spirit of the tunnel or whatever, which was like this crab or whatever, and they all go into crabs or they turn into crabs, and it was this giant fucking spirit, and they're running and doing all kinds of shit, and they go around town. Fucking Turbo Granny calls all the local dead people to fucking come help them out, and eventually, they basically trick the crab into going into the like the hot spring thing or whatever, and they blast it with hot spring water and they fucking boil it. And then she's like, "Oh man, I really want some crab now." And he's like, "How could you fucking think about this at a time like this?
Time and place, lady."
Yeah. And so they bust ass out of there, and they end up defeating the crab and everything. And that's when they find out the whole thing about when they go back to the tunnel. and they find out that, oh, like, Turbo Granny was originally comforting, like, the spirits of the girls who were victims of, like, sexual assault and, like, died in the tunnels. So
cut the other shows, like, oh man, this is okay. Oh man.
Oh man, that's fucked up. Like, so basically Okarun gets his dick back and he's like, oh, all right, like, I got my dick back. Regular Granny is trying to see it. She's like, well, let me see it just so you know I can make sure it's there. And he's like, no, I'm sure it's there. And she's like, all right, whatever. And then at the end of the episode, she's watching TV and it shows the idol guy on TV. And it's like, big scandal. It's like, this guy's actually 27. He's married, has two kids, and like, and then says all the shit that she was right about. And then she's like, oh, man, what about the curry thing? You didn't fucking give me credit for that either. God damn. And then they're like, oh, well. And then that was basically like how the episode ends. Yeah. And they're going to see each other the next day at school, basically. And so far, this show's pretty good.
It's out there, man. But it's fucking my kind of out there.
Yeah, it is. It's the entertaining kind of out there. And I enjoy it. So I can't wait to keep watching it. What else? Do you guys have anything else to add? You got anything else to add?
I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. You, same thing? All right, cool. Well, anyways, if you want to find out more, subscribe on YouTube. Also, go to Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Mag Twitter/X. You can follow Frank and this show at anime_syndicate_podcast. All right, that's it for us. I guess we'll catch you guys on the next one. Cooper's getting pissed, so here we go. Catch you on the next one.